Tim Barthlow, family practitioner and senior vice president of the Wisconsin Medical Society.
Tim, I wonder if I might have you spell your last name for me.
Yes, it's Barthlow.
Tim, back when the raid, and I think we're just going to refer to it as that, was made in 2007, an attorney for the Medical Society likened it to a bank robbery. That clearly, you think that was an appropriate metaphor then?
You know, when the money was placed in that fund, it was meant to take care of patients, and having that money taken away from that fund means that patients don't have access to it, and that includes everybody, Bob, you and I, every physician and others in the state. So it's a terrific benefit for every Wisconsin citizen, and to have that fund not whole is the loss of that benefit.
At the time, Governor Doyle had argued that there was a sufficient balance in the fund to allow for the transfer to help balance the state budget.
You know, I guess the Supreme Court today disagrees that the monies that were placed there were on an accrual basis, which is a formal accounting formalism, but on an accrual basis, those monies that are in that fund are available for people who may need them through time. You're probably aware the Legislative Audit Bureau or Legislative Audit Committee addressing this in its March 2010 report, where it said that if the fund were to stop today, the concern was that there would be a $109 million shortfall. So we would represent, I guess, that there isn't enough money in that fund and that it isn't, again, meant for general revenue. It's meant for a specific purpose, that being the care of patients.
And help me out, and if you don't know, that's fine, but was the fund, quote-unquote, segregated, as so many of the funds, state funds, supposedly are?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, the March 2010 report says that even though there are monies in that fund today, and I suppose, you know, people not being careful about how we would spend a budget would reach in and take more. The Legislative Audit Bureau said that there's not enough money in that fund today in order to pay what we believe will be claims into the future. It'd be like saying that, you know, I have money set aside for my groceries this week, but I guess I'm going to spend it on something else. And good luck to me later on in the week or later on in the month. It's just not the way that most of us can run budgets around our kitchen table.
And lastly, I'll ask you, at the time of the transfer, the people who opposed this said that this sent kind of an alarming message to physicians who practice here and those who might want to consider practicing in Wisconsin.
That's absolutely true. You know, the fund was set up in part to have affordable, extraordinary liability coverage for patients. And the extent to which it would cost in time more, all those costs would be sent on to patients, making healthcare less affordable. And frankly, in a good number of environments around us, they have had malpractice environments that have gotten so expensive that Pennsylvania sends us people, that it sends us physicians, that Illinois will send us physicians. And we have a whole group of individuals who have come to Wisconsin seeking a better, more rational environment, notwithstanding this $200 million taking of funds.
All right, Doctor, I've got enough to go with here. Anything else important on this that we haven't mentioned that we need to know?
Yeah, I think the central issues, Bob, are one, that this is a citizen's benefit. Every single one of us has benefit by this fund being whole, and we're glad today that it is whole. Two, that we believe that the fund actually incrementally improves the affordability of health care. And the final point of the malpractice environment in the state is working to help patients have the funds that they need should they be harmed. Remember, we are quality number one as measured by the Agency for Healthcare Quality and Research. We are, by Dartmouth Atlas, inexpensive, and why mess with that? When you have high quality and low cost, why mess with that system?
All right, very good. Doctor, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. I appreciate it.